I'm excited about this new season. Revelation 21, verse 5 says this, that he is what? Oh, come on. I've said it at least three times. Okay, he who is seated on the throne said, I am making everything new. Or in the version that I read out, I'm making all things new. And just as I've been praying and just reading over the last few weeks, I just get this sense in which God wants to make some things new for you and for me and for us. And so we're going to look at that this morning, where I'm going to do an introduction and then look at one of the first themes, because I was sat down the other day studying this up. So easiest way to study is Bible Gateway. Okay, and so that's on the computer for those of you who are a little bit, you know, don't get that. So I looked up the word new in the concordance and in and on Bible Gateway, and looked at all the things that God gives us that are new. He gives us new life. He gives us new commands. He gives us a new spirit, Ezekiel says. He gives us a new heart. And there are loads of things in life that God wants to give you this year and make new. And God may have done that before in you, but there is a new move of his spirit coming where he wants to make things new in your life. Those things that might seem out of date, those things that when you get up in the morning, you think, I'm doing that today. Do you know what? God wants to make something new in you that will light a fire in you again and take you into this season that he has got for you. He is making all things new. To truly know the freshness of a new year, we need to know the one who makes all things new. So not about you, the whole New Year's resolution, I don't make them. I'll be honest with you. I don't make them. Every year when I was a young teenager or whatever, or a kid, I used to make the resolution that I would stop biting my nails. And I think by the evening of the 1st of January, they were shorter than what they had ever been, okay? And so I've kind of come to the point where I go, actually, sometimes I don't do those things. I don't do it because everyone says it's a new year, so you should give things up or you should do things. Or I'm not really into making resolutions, because often when we make things like New Year's resolutions, we make them on things that we see are our failures, past or present. We make them on things that when we look at our life, I'm failing in that area. And I'm not saying that it's a bad thing to look and evaluate life. But what I am saying is everything about those things is about our failing and is about our shortcoming. But when God makes all things new, he's not projecting onto our failures or our past or our weaknesses. He is prophesying into our future. God isn't making all things new and he's going to sit with you one day and write a list of everything that you're doing wrong. We all have those areas in life where we could do better. Everyone agree? Yeah? We all have those areas in life where we could sit down and go, I could do better at that. I could eat better, or I could exercise better, or I could stop biting my nails, or I could do something better than what I am doing right now. But when God looks at making all things new, he doesn't look at our past and our failings. He looks at our future. And this morning, I want to say to you that God making all things new is prophesying into who you are going to become. And he needs you to have things in line, and he needs things to be working out in your life so you can become the person he wants you to be. And so he is making all things new. When we try and change, we usually fail because we try alone. There will come an end to the change. There'll come a point where we can't do anything else. But when we allow God to make all things new, do you know this? God's creativity never ends. God's creativity over your life, over my life, over this house, it never ends. God's always going to come up with something new. He's always going to come up with something more for you. He's always going to come up with something greater for you. He's always going to come up with something that takes you into a different place for you. When God makes all things new, he isn't just looking at how he can kind of brush up on your failings. He's looking at how he can take you as a whole person into the next season of your life, into the next season of who you are going to be. Do you know, this year, this new year is a chance for God to make all things new. The things that you thought were unfixable, The mistakes you thought were unforgivable, the relationships you thought were unmendable, God is making all things new. Those things that you think God can't, you know, not even God can probably do anything, God's making all things new. And this morning, he wants you to know that within that process, there will be things in your life that he begins to change. There will be a newness and a freshness that comes over you that will take you into this, the kind of place that he wants you to be in. Let me let you into a secret. The enemy has no capacity for new. Do you know that? He has no capacity for new. All he's got is what he's always had. Now, what he's always had works a heck of a lot. So in one sense, there's no need for anything new. But let me tell you this, God's newness over your life is never ending. What God can do with you is never ending. What the enemy will do is what he's always done. So let me let you into this. He has nothing new. He can't say, I'm going to do something new in your life that is going to bring you down. He has nothing new. All he has is what he's always had. But we serve a God who can make all things new, who can bring a freshness and a newness into our life like we have never known before. God's creativity is endless, and there are no amounts of ways that he will bring about his newness into our lives. You look at creation, you see what God is like. Every single day, God made new out of nothing. He didn't make lions twice on day 3 and day 7 because he couldn't think of anything else to make. Let's make another lion. You know, he didn't make the sea on day 2 and then go, you know, I've run out of creativity. Let's just make a bit more sea, Holy Spirit. And so, you know, let's create some more sea. Once he'd created it, and then he went on to something else. And if you look at the world in which we live and everything that lives in the world, all of that is down to God. Even the things that man made is down to God because he gave us the brain power and the creativity to do so. Everything is attributed to God. There never comes a point where God says, I can't make anything new, because his creativity never ends. And so in your life, in your situation, we can never get to a point where we say, God can't do anymore, because his creativity is endless. And when I look at the ways that God makes all things together, come together for good, his creativity is endless. His creativity is boundless. It is absolutely amazing. And I want us to start the year off not putting a limit on what God can do because of what we've known before. Because God's creativity over your life never ends. The ways in which he can move for you never, ever end. So in this first season of 2017, we're going to look at God making all things new. It's not a rehash of the old. It's not, I can't think of anything else for Generations Church to do, so let's rehash the old stuff. It's not, you know what, I've nothing new for Debbie this year, so if I just rehash everything that she's already done, that will be fine. That's not what it's going to be. It's totally new. You know, God doesn't look at our lives and he doesn't go, they've already done everything that they can do. He looks at us and goes, there's so much more. There's so much more. If only they'd believe that I could make this thing new, there is so much more that God has got for us. You know, we had Liz and Paul round for lunch last week, and Liz was giving Jessie her iPad to play with. Actually, I think she was giving it to one of my kids because they were all swapping tablets to play with. And so she said, is it all right if I give this to Ollie? It's got a bit of a crack on it. I'm like, Liz, how's your screen got cracked again? And basically, when you let your kids play with your iPads, that's basically what happens. Although that's her excuse. So, and she's just like, yeah, I need to send it away for a repair again. And what will happen is she will send her iPad away and they will repair the screen and they will send it back to her. They will not have given her a bigger hard drive in her iPad. They will not have given her better apps on her iPad. They will not have upgraded her iPad other than fix the cracked screen. And do you know what? Sometimes we come to God with that mentality. where the whole thing of God's just going to repair us, but nothing really is going to change in how we operate. Nothing really is going to become different. But I'm telling you, God's not into repairing you. He's into making you new. You're not going to go away for 2 weeks and then come back with the screen all looking pretty and nice. And as long as we look all pretty and nice, that's all okay. Do you know what? That's not what it's about this year. It's about God delving down into the deep parts of us and bringing a sense of newness and a sense of freshness into us. Because he's not into just repairing the outer to make us look good. He's into upgrading us. He's into us being new. He's into a freshness in our spirit and in our heart and in our motivation and in our ministry and in our devotional life and in our family life and in our parenting and in our workplace. God's into overhauling us. So actually, it doesn't just, you know, it's not like you get the iPad back, the screen's okay until it gets cracked again. And then you send the same iPad back and you get the same iPad back to you, all looking nice again until the crack appears again. It's not what God's into. And a lot of times we can think that as long as we look okay, we live in a world of filters. You know, you look at Instagram and everyone has a great life, don't they? You look at Facebook sometimes and, you know, because I do it, you get that photo of yourself and your kids or whatever, you know, Eden Hall Day Spa, when you never have any makeup on anyway. And you put filters on so you look better. Okay, and then you post that, and life just looks hunky-dory, doesn't it, for everyone. If I read people's Instagram, I would think their life was absolutely amazing. And a lot of the time, we can try to live an Instagram life with God. God doesn't want to filter you. He doesn't want to put a filter on you so you look better. God today wants to do a work inside of each one of us that makes us new. That doesn't just make us appear better, but makes us new. Gives us, you know, those things that we've been through, God wants to take those things and he wants to begin to give us a newness in our spirit towards him, a newness in our worship, a newness in our authenticity. God this morning doesn't just want to repair you. He wants to make you brand spanking new. He wants to create in you a newness that you have never known. And what we're going to do between now and the end of February is we're going to look at some of the new stuff that God wants to do in us. Things like God's given us a new command, it says in John 13:35, that we're to love one another. And we're going to be exploring what that means. We're going to be looking at things like God's given us a new covenant. And we need to be people who live within the new, not in the old. We're going to be looking at a whole host of things that God wants to give us a new spirit. God wants to give us new tongues. We're going to be looking at that at the end of January. And then we've got our encounter night the same day. And we're going to believe that as we come together, actually God's going to really fill us with the Holy Spirit to do something incredible for him. I'm so excited at the newness that God wants to put inside this house and inside your life. I tell you, don't miss. If you can help it, don't miss the next few weeks because we're going to really be delving into this stuff and allowing God to do something in us. But this morning, as well as giving an introduction to the whole thing, I want us to turn to Psalm 40 and verse 3. If you've got your Bibles, then let's turn to say, it's good sometimes to read it and to know I'm not making it up, all right? Or I'm not saying what I think it sounds like in my head. Okay, Psalm 40 and verse 3 says this. He put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see and fear the Lord and put their trust in him. Yeah. Says this in the Voice version of the Bible in that same verse. It says, as if that were not enough, because of him my mind is clearing up. Now I have a new song to sing, a song of praise to the one who saved me. Because of what he's done, many people will see and come to trust in the eternal. This morning, I want to look at the fact that God wants to put a new song in your mouth. God wants to change the lyrics of the things that's coming out of your mouth to be something that is going to be praiseworthy to him. He wants to put a new song in your mouth. He wants a fresh expression of what he is doing in you coming out of you. And this morning, whatever our life has been in the last 12 months, I want to declare to you this morning, he's put a new song in your mouth. And it's not just about singing that. So those of you who don't think you're good singers, okay, you don't get away with this. It's not necessarily about singing. It's about what's coming out of you. It's about the praise that's coming out of you. In every season of my life, I can pinpoint a song. It's just the way that I work, the way that my brain works. And Math and I were traveling home from seeing some family over Christmas, and Math chose the music in the car. So it wasn't Rush, for which I was quite thankful. But he chose the music, and he put on, all right, this most of this side of the room, okay, just go with me. You're not going to have a clue what I'm talking about right now, okay? All right, but he put on an artist called Amy Grant, okay? Yes! Some of you are like, oh. And I was sat, and, you know, like, a load of the songs that we sing today or that I listen to today, I forget all the words. I think it's just age. But that album that he put on had all the songs of, like, when I was 13 years old or something like that. And I knew every single word. I could still remember every single word. So we were driving along in the car, singing along to Amy Grant. And he took me back. We used to live in a house in a place called Avondale. And he took me right back to my house. And my brother, okay, I hope he doesn't mind me telling you this. He'll never hear it. My brother, okay, broke up with his girlfriend who he'd been going out with for like about 2 years. It was really sad. We all thought that they were the ones. We thought they were going to get married, and she dumped him. And we all wanted to go and tell her we didn't like what she had just done to our brother. And but we didn't do that. We were good Christians. And, well, I was. And so, like, my brother would sit in his room for hours listening to an album called Age to Age by Amy Grant. And it was like the theme album of his breakup with this girl. And he took me right back. As we were listening to some of the songs, he took me right back to, like, sitting in and hearing, oh, he's got that record on again. I mean, the fact that I said record, I totally lost him. Okay? He's listening to that song again. But you know, sometimes songs bring up things in us and bring up, you know, emotions in us and take us back to seasons in our lives. And I want to say to you, it's a new season today, and God's putting a new song in your mouth. God's putting something new inside of you so that other people can hear and see and put their trust in God. In every season, God wants to put a song in our mouth that will carry us into all that he has for us. A song that will declare beyond circumstance, in spite of emotions, and take us into the victory in our spirits way before the victory sometimes comes in the natural. I remember a song by Hillsong called You Have Turned My Mourning Into Dancing. I remember the actions as well. We used to do them in the days where we used to do actions to songs. And I loved that song. And I began singing that song in around about January 2001. And we introduced it in church because I wanted to sing it anytime I led worship, which was most weeks. Clarkie knows. We would sing this song, and it wasn't necessarily because God had told me that the church needed to sing. I needed to sing it because I needed to declare what was not as though it was. And sometimes God puts a song in our mouth to carry us through the times that we're in. Earlier, at the back end of last year, we introduced a song into church called Every Giant Will Fall. And I love that song. And which is amazing because I would normally turn it off as soon as I started listening to it because it had bagpipes to bring it in on YouTube. Okay, it's got bagpipes. I don't do bagpipes. You may love bagpipes. If you do, go to YouTube and listen to it. It's absolutely fab. Okay, but I made it through the bagpipes, okay, and got to the song. And it's just incredible. Just the words. And you know, we've introduced it into church, but it's very much been introduced into our family. Our kids love it. They absolutely love it. Ollie sits in the car and he'll go, Mom, can we have Every Giant Will Fall? It's one of the only songs we have on in the car now that the Christmas thing's over and they've not been learning that. Okay? So like they sing it. And do you know what? I listen to my two kids sing the chorus of that and Ollie shouts it. Ollie has not got a volume switch. And he begins to sing, you know, every giant will fall. And there's a line in it, and I've lost what the line is now. It's a good line. Talking about, we're going to sing about the truth. Okay, we're going to sing about the truth. If anyone knows what that line is, that'd be great. That's it, thank you. Over fear, over lies. It's a great song. Anyone listening on the podcast, it's brilliant. Okay, over fear, over lies, we're singing the truth that nothing is too difficult for you, okay? And as I listened to my kids sing that song, I said earlier on that the enemy doesn't have any new tricks. And I project forward and I know the lies he's going to tell them. I know the lies he's going to tell them about how they came into the world. And as I sit there listening to him, especially Ollie, and I don't know why it's especially Ollie, but as I sit there listening to him scream those words over fear, over lies, I'm singing the truth. I'm like, mate, you are prophesying into your future. That over the lies that might come over how you came to exist in this world, you're singing the truth. You're singing the truth. And you know what? God puts a song in our mouth to carry us through seasons that we go through. And what I want to do quite quickly this morning is just look at three things that happen when we begin to allow God to put a new song in our mouth. Are we ready for these?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. What happens when we put a new song or allow God to put a new song in our mouth? Number one, our mind clears. Yeah. Ever gone into a season where your mind's fuzzy and you can't think straight and you can't see straight? Well, do you know what? When you get a song into your heart and into your mouth that is going to carry you through the season you are in, your mind begins to clear. The biggest block to anything new arising in us is our old mindsets. Yeah. Yeah. But when God begins to put a new song in us, it clears some of the lies and doubt of where we were and makes way for God to do something amazing. Do you know one of the biggest arguments in church worldwide, I'm not just talking about Generations Church, is old versus new. One of the biggest arguments. Can we get new chairs and replace the old ones? I'm here to tell you, yes, we can, the moment the money's in the bank. Okay? Yes, we can, and yes, we will, and they will be great. All right? But old versus new, you know, do we sing the new songs or do we bring back the old ones? It's old versus new all the time. But I want to say to you this morning that actually sometimes something that is old can become new. I'm not saying that everything that was before us is rubbish because we're in a new day now. Something that was old can become new. But what I'm saying to us this morning is that actually God wants to put something new into your mouth. He wants to put something new into your spirit and new into your heart. It's always old versus new because we attach memories to things like we think if somebody gets rid of, say, a song, they're getting rid of our memory. Because we all have those, we call them comfort songs, right? So if you ever see them, I'm going to let you into one of our worship leader secrets, right? So we've had some songs in the past that none of us have ever wanted to get rid of. Just because we know we pull that out, it's all going to be okay. Because it's like you're pulling up an old blanket. And you've got your hot water bottle. And you pull. See, if you ever see us do this, we're pulling out one of those songs that we know is going to make you all feel great. Okay? And it's just one of those songs that just makes you feel all snuggly and warm and nice. And everybody likes them. So Our God Reigns was one of those songs. And because we know we do that. And it's just like, you're just like pulling up a blanket. It's so nice. But you know what? Sometimes God wants us to begin to declare something new. Like joy is alive in this place. He wants to begin to help us break out of where we've been, break out of that snuggly place that worship becomes sometimes for us. And he wants us to take us into something new. Yeah. And this morning, I want to say to us that actually into our mouths and into our spirits, God wants to put a new song. God's creativity did not end with the hymn book. It did carry on. I promise you, the creativity today that there is in worship is absolutely incredible. It is incredible. And I want to say to us today, do you know what? There's a new song God's got for us to sing. And I'm not necessarily saying about the worship, but inside each and every single one of us, there is something new that God wants to bring out of us. When we allow God to put a new song in our mouth, our mind begins to clear. This new song is not about a feeling, but about a declaration. A declaration of the future and of victory, of overcoming and of healing. And it carries with it a battle cry for the lost and a faith shout about who God actually is. It's not about a nice feeling. It's about you bringing in your future. It's about you declaring something. Even for some of us in situations that we're in, it's about us declaring something about our future with passion and with everything that we've got inside of us. It throws out the old mindset and replaces it with a new declaration. When we allow God to put the new in us, it will clear out the old. It will allow old mindsets to go and make way for a new way of living and a new way of thinking. Yeah. This morning, as you allow God to put a new song in your mouth, your mind will begin to clear. Number two, what will happen when a new song gets put in our mouth? The old will need to go. The word here for new is the Hebrew word kadesh. That's probably not how you pronounce it. Okay. And it means, I love this, I was reading this up. It means to make new. It means fresh. But then I read this. It means fresh of this year. I love that. It means the freshness of this year, of today, of the present. It's not just something fresh out there, something new somewhere out there. It brings it down to the freshness of this year. And I want to say to you that if we're going to bring in the new that God has got for us, the old needs to go. And it needs to go now, because there is a freshness and a newness over this year. That if we don't allow the old mindsets and the old things in us to go, we will never capture that freshness of this year. To truly start a new year, we have to throw out the old, allow God to make us over and begin singing a new song. If I can see this, I brought the wrong bag with the wrong glasses in. That tells you about my age now, doesn't it? But but I want to read to you the song that is over my year. Okay, I want to read to you the lyrics. Matt bought me a new CD for Christmas. And just listening, I wanted to put this on repeat the whole way to my mum's house, but I don't think the rest of the car would have appreciated it. But I want to read you these words when I can find them. It says this. When you don't move the mountains, I'm needing you to move. When you don't part the waters, I wish I could walk through. When you don't give the answers, I cry out to you. I will trust you. I will trust you. Truth is, you know what tomorrow brings. There's not a day ahead that you've not seen. So in all things, be my life and breath. I want what you want, Lord, and nothing less. You are my strength and comfort. You are my steady hand. You are my firm foundation, the rock on which I stand. Your ways are higher. Your plans are always good. There is not a place where I'll go you've not already stood. It goes back to when you don't move the mountains that I needed you to move. When you don't part the seas I wish I could walk through. When you don't give the answers as I cry out to you, I will trust in you. Do you know what? Over my life, over the life of this house, that's my song for my season. That is the song. That is my declaration. God, when I don't see everything in front of me, when I don't know every detail of everything that you're going to do, I'm just going to trust. You see, some people would listen to that song and say, so why isn't God moving? Why isn't he answering you when you're crying out to him? That's not what the song's about. That's the old mindset. The song is about, God, I'm going to trust you. Because wherever I'm going to stand this year, you've already stood there. You already know. You already know the emotion. You already know the joy and the elation. Or you already know the despair. God, you know everything that I'm going to feel because you've stood where I'm going to stand. And so I'm just going to trust you. That's my declaration. That's my song for this season. And to experience the truth of that, sometimes my old ways of thinking of God has to do everything the way that I want him to do. Do you ever have God's plan made out for him? Anyone else do that? Or is that just me? You know, when you begin praying for something, have you ever done this? When you pray, you actually tell God how to do it. There's a few of you laughing, so I'm kind of getting from that you know exactly what I mean. So, you know, you're praying for something, and God, we pray for this, so thank you, God, that you're going to do this. Thank us. Sometimes we thank God for stuff that God has never told us he's going to do. He's always going to work everything out for us. He's always going to make all things new. He's always going to do great things in our lives, but not always as we ask him to. And so sometimes my mindset of, and God, you need to do it this way, needs to go to make way for him to do what he needs to do. When he puts a new song in your mouth, you sing it regardless of circumstance. You sing it through the tears. You sing it when the sun's shining and when it's raining outside, because the song is not about your circumstance. It's about who you are choosing to be in the middle of your circumstance. The song is not about how your life is going. The song is actually about God and what he's doing in your life as it's going that way. So the old needs to go. And the third thing that will happen when we allow God to put a new song in our mouth is that, and it says this in Psalm 40, that others will see the difference. Others will see and hear and put their trust in the Lord. I love that line to that verse. Because it's not just about kind of, you know, jigging with it on a Sunday morning and you know, jumping up and down and all that kind of stuff. It's actually about other people seeing the stance and the declaration that we are making, okay, to God and to one another. Yeah. Psalm 98 verse 1 says this, compose a new song in the voice and sing it to the eternal because of the unbelievable things he has done. He has won the victory with the skill of his right hand and the strength of his holy arm. The eternal has made it clear that he saves and that he has shown the nations that what he does is right. Psalm 98 in the NIV says, sing to the Lord a new song. I'm just going to read the rest of it. Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. Anyone else standing with me on that one? His right hand and his holy arm have worked salvation for him. The Lord has made his salvation known and revealed his righteousness to the nations. Sing to the Lord a new song. So others will see, others will hear, others will begin to trust God. Do you know what this morning? Others see the declaration you make, whatever the declaration is. Yeah. Others see your declaration this morning. And they are deciding things about God and faith based on your declaration. Yeah. Now I know that God can still move and God can still do amazing things. But actually, my prayer for me is that God, let me declare things that are going to help other people get close to you. With the way I live, with the things that come out of my mouth, with what I do, with where I go, with how I treat people. God, as you put a new song in my mouth, I pray that that will affect how I live. I want to read something to you. Last November, I had someone come to me with a prophetic word for our church. They don't come to our church, but they came and they'd been in church in the morning and they'd been praying over our church. And they said, this is what I felt the Holy Spirit told me. It was very much in picture form. But this lady saw a picture of water flowing throughout all the streets near Cannon Street. And it flew out of Cannon Street into the surrounding streets. And the water, most of you will know this, is a symbol of the Holy Spirit. She saw a lion dancing in the streets in the water. And the lion symbolizes strength. It symbolizes salvation. Okay, she saw a lion dancing in the streets in the water. And when the water came up to Cannon Street, it stopped under the pillars right below where I'm standing. And she says, and at the front of the church, the water stopped and the lion stopped. And over the doorway of our church was a lamb. And she said that just signifies God's grace. That actually people are going to enter your church because of the grace of God and because of the grace that you show them. It's not always through the loudness, but as the Holy Spirit is allowed to flow out of here, people will find Jesus and come to him through grace that will change them. What she didn't know, and what most of you don't know, I'd been praying in the weeks leading up to that and really looking at, you can sometimes as a leader go through times where you go, God, have we got this totally right? And thankfully for me, those times don't come that often. But I was like, over a few things, God, have we got it right? And this grace stance was one of those things, God, have we got it right? And she came and she said, you know, the lion stopped. And people came over the threshold of your church over the lamb They came in through grace. I was like, okay, Lord, I'm listening. You know? Because out of this place, there will flow a tide of the Holy Spirit that I am believing is going to win this community and this neighborhood. But they're going to come in through grace. You see, the new song that is in our mouth sings mercy triumphs over judgment. That grace is louder than condemnation. It's not a weak ballad, but it's a strong anthem that needs to be heard over everything else that we do. This morning, are you prepared for God to put a new song in your mouth? To change what you're saying, to change what you're declaring. Maybe you're declaring things over your own life. Maybe you're declaring things over your family. Maybe you're declaring things that actually God just wants to begin to tweak those things that are coming out of your mouth. This morning, he wants to put a new song in your mouth. So you declare something that is different. It says this in Revelation chapter 5. I love this part of the Bible. It just says, and they sang a new song, saying, you are worthy to take the scroll and open its seals because you were slain. And with your blood you purchased for God persons from every tribe and language and people and nation. You have made them to be a kingdom and priests to serve our God, and they will reign on the earth. Then I looked and I heard the voice of many angels numbering thousands upon thousands and 10,000 times 10,000. They encircled the throne and the living creatures and the elders. And in a loud voice they sang, worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and praise. This morning, are you willing to have a new song put in your mouth that actually declares more about God than what it does about you? Declares more about God than what it does about our circumstance? Declares more about God than what it does about our own lives? Do you know what? Our praise and our worship needs to declare more about God than anything else. Because it is him that we're worshiping. It's him that we are praising. And so this morning, are you prepared for God to put a new song in your mouth? Are you prepared to have a different declaration made over your life? What's our song, our declaration going to be over this year? It may not always change things straight away, but it will change us, which is usually where God needs to start. Revelation 21 verse 5. Says this, I'm making all things new. All things. And this morning, if you want to join me, I make that declaration of God. Bring it on. Get rid of maybe some old stuff, God, that I don't need anymore. Maybe some old declarations. Maybe some old things that have been in your mouth. Maybe some old things that have been in your mind. And think over those things that you think are unmendable. There is nothing good that can come from those things. And God just wants to say to you, do you know what? I have the power and the creativity to make all things new. The enemy doesn't. He's going to do what he's always done. And he's probably going to trip us up somewhere along the way because we still fall for it. But let me tell you, God's creativity over your life, over your world, when he brings all things together for good, the creativity over your life is outstanding. This morning, are you willing to have something new put in you so that you can live out what he's got for you? If you are, let's stand to our feet. If you know that there's things that are in you, I'm going to pray quickly. But if you know that there's things that are in you that you're saying, God, you just need to out those. Then why don't you just raise your hand? Need to get rid of those things, God. Put a new song in my mouth. A hymn of praise to you, God. Not a hymn of worry, not a hymn of negativity, not a hymn of gossip, not a hymn, you know, of whatever it is that is coming from your mouth, but God, a hymn of praise to you. Put a new song in our mouth. Father, I thank you today that you're going to put a new song in our mouth as a church. God, a song that says mercy triumphs over judgment. God, a song that says people walk in through the grace of God because that's how I got here. Father God, a song that says that God, you reign and the miracles still happen and that things that you say in the Bible, God, are still true today. Father, I pray that you will help us as a church have that new song. But for each person stood right now, God, who just needs that new declaration, that new song in their mouth. Father, I pray today that you'll begin, God, to do something in them. God, the psalm says, I opened my mouth and you filled it. Father God, I pray that what comes out of our mouths, God, will be the things that you put in there. God, that you will fill our mouth as we open our mouth to praise you, to worship you, to talk with people, to be there for people. Lord, I pray that you will fill them. And what comes out, God, will bring healing and will bring praise and will bring worship in Jesus' name. Amen.